Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays on Big Willie 105.5, as well as on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. The Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430, the audio path. I'm sick of doing this thing. One last time. The audio path of totality. That'll be it for this morning. It's like I'm getting annoyed by this. And you can also see the show. It's a live stream, but not on Facebook. I've been banned on Facebook because I've been giving out information about the Epstein files from our Department of Justice. The Facebook said, oh, no, that violates community standards. You cannot be telling people about what Epstein and the government have been doing. So we're going to ban you. And that's why I decided to look at Rumble, which is like YouTube, except without the censorship. And so far, it's worked out great. Thank you, Rumble, for accepting me and accepting this show. And so download the Rumble app. It's free, just like YouTube. It's free. And you can see Dimitri, live and dangerously local, the live stream on Rumble. I warn you, there's not much to see. You're essentially going to be seeing a high school graduate talking into a microphone, and he's got a little yellow duck that is from the Nail City Jeep Club. Thank you, Miss Elvira, and the world-class world studio, spare no expense studio. All of that, which means there's not much to see. And yet, we do have a lot of great information. Now, back to this whole thing with Israel. I didn't even want to talk about Israel. I swear to God I don't. But this Epstein thing, God, it's all about Epstein and Israel. If you want to understand just how shameless so many of our politicians are regarding representing Israel, our politicians representing Israel. And again, I have no problem with Israel. It's a sovereign nation. She can do whatever she wishes. And if she does a good job winning over our politicians with her diplomacy and lobbying and everything else, good for her. That's what they're supposed to do. They're really good at it. Meanwhile, our politicians are pathetic. And MAGA Nation, I know you like Ted Cruz. Senator, one of the two senators from Texas. But he makes no bones about where his loyalties lie. Oh, you don't believe me?
Mm-hmm. I came into Congress 13 years ago,
yes,
with the stated intention of being the leading defender of Israel in the United States Senate.
Right.
I've worked every day to do that.
And no one doubts him. And no one doubts him. Nobody doubts him. Did you by any chance see Bibi Netanyahu on Fox News last? Fox News, oh my God. If you had any doubts about them being Republican establishment mouthpiece representing the Republican establishment, last night, Sean Hannity, who just whores himself out. I know he makes a lot of money and everything else, but he just whores himself out for the rhinos. And anything that the Republican establishment wants him to do, he will do it. I mean, he's on. I can't even watch him. He made his own deal with the devil. He's worth umpteen million dollars. He's got a hot girlfriend or wife or whatever, I think, who had been that blonde, who might still be there. That blonde in the morning news or the morning talk show on Fox. Ainsley, is that her name? I think that's who it is. In any event, they had Bibi Netanyahu on. And he's going on and on. He's the prime minister of Israel. A major badass. He had his resume is pretty impressive, including when he worked for the Israeli Defense Forces or whatever they were called back then with the raid in Tebbi. These are very, very serious people that that are running Israel, and good for them. I have tremendous respect for them. I really do. What they have accomplished since 1948 is unbelievable. It really is. But they've lost me with this one, with this Epstein files thing, and they're never going to get me back. This is incomprehensible to me. It's absolutely incomprehensible. So, hold on a second. I got more people calling in wanting to talk about this. Hi, Big Willie 1055, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Can I help you?
Yeah, you asked another opinion for Donald Trump why he's not busting on these billionaires.
Yes.
Yeah, because he'll be a JFK case, and they'll take him out just like they did JFK. Not one little guy's not going to take out these billionaires. Millionaire, billionaires, whatever you want to call them. High elite.
You know, a few weeks ago, before we got all the information regarding the Epstein files, I would have thought to myself that, well, you know, you were nuts to think that. Now, I have to admit, and it pains me to admit this, that everything seems to be on the table. I mean, they took out Charlie Kirk, and now as a widow, almost overnight, turns out that she's a rhino, and they're trying to promote the war in Iran. And Dr. Ron Paul thinks that the coup started in 63 when they assassinated JFK. I mean, I hate to even think like this. I really do, but I can't fault you for thinking that. I really cannot. But you know, here's the thing. Let's just think out loud here. They tried to kill Trump at least twice that we know of. At least twice that we know of. And yet he withstood that and, you know, fight, and, you know, Butler County and all that, which was great. It was incredible. Do you really think that he is afraid that they're going to kill him, that that's the motivation? Donald Trump, after two different attempts?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, his family, anybody.
Well, that's right.
Oh, I mean, they'll go after. I mean, I think that's why Nancy's missing. Because of Clinton's to working on a piece there from Epstein. I'll bet you they're behind it.
Yeah, nothing would surprise me anymore. Thank you very much. I'd like to get your thoughts also. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Is there any other explanation why Donald Trump is doing everything that he can to protect the Billionaire Boys Club on Epstein Rape Island? Is there any other explanation? I think it might be going back to the Rothschild banking thing that saved his name, his brand, his financial empire when they bailed him out with the Taj Mahal. I mean, of all the people on this earth, why would he put the Rothschild's banker as the Secretary of Commerce as soon as Donald Trump became president in the first term? What other explanation can there be? What other explanation can there possibly be? Hold on a second here. I got to get something else up here. Hold on. Let me see. I got to find one thing here for you. And this is a stroll down memory lane. Let me see here. Ah, yes. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Whoops. Hold on a second. Oh, God, Jesus. Just bear with me here. Let me find this. All right. Here we go. So let me, all right. Tell me if this sounds familiar. This is Bibi Netanyahu a few years ago saying, you know, if we just invade some country in the Middle East, everything is going to be just fine. In America, we want you to do it. Tell me if this sounds familiar.
If you take out Saddam's regime, I guarantee you that it will have enormous positive reverberations on the region. And I think that people sitting right next door in Iran, young people, and many others will say, the time of such regimes, of such despots, is gone. There is a new age. Something new is happening.
And that Iraq, is speculation on your part, or you have some evidence to that effect?
You know, I was asked the same question in 1986. I had written a book in which I had said that the way to deal with terrorist regimes, well, with terror, was to deal with the terrorist regimes. And the way to deal with the terrorist regimes, among other things, was to apply military force against them.
The way we did in Afghanistan.
The way, for example, I want to answer your question.
Well, I guess I'm running out of time, so I quickly was trying to get to. We've done, I think, what you propose in Afghanistan, yet I haven't seen that sort of neighborhood effect.
Well, I think there's been an enormous effect. The effect was we were told that there would be a contrary effect. First of all, people said that there would be tens of thousands of people streaming into Afghanistan, zealots who would be outraged by America's action, and this would produce a counter-reaction in the Arab world.
But I think you're not saying that when you take an action like we did in Afghanistan, we're going to see all of the other countries just fold.
No, what we saw is something else. First of all, we saw everybody streaming out of Afghanistan. The second thing we saw is all the Arab countries and many Muslim countries trying to side with America, trying to make, to be okay with America. The application of power is the most important thing in winning the war on terrorism. If I had to say, what are the three principles of winning the war on terror? It's like, what are the three principles of real estate, the three L's, location, location, location. The three principles of winning the war on terror are the three W's, winning, winning, and winning. The more victories you amass, the easier the next victory becomes. The first victory in Afghanistan makes the second victory in Iraq that much easier. The second victory in Iraq will make the third victory that much easier too, but it may change the nature of achieving that victory.
May.
It may be possible to have implosions taking place. I don't guarantee it, Mr. Turney, but I think it makes it more likely.
Sound familiar? Does it sound familiar? How did all that work out, by the way? And then you see Bibi Netanyahu, who again is... Look, he's the leader of Israel. He is going to do whatever's best for Israel. I do not fault him. I'd do the same thing. I really would. This is not on Israel at all. Not on their lobbying efforts, not on their contributions, donations, or whatever. It's all legal. This is on our politicians who've been bought and sold willingly. And now we're paying the price. Again. Marco Rubio let the cat out of the bag. I've got it here somewhere. Hold on a second. That's not it. All right, here we go. Marco Rubio let the cat out of the bag in terms of how Israel is dictating American war policy. Oh, you don't believe me? Okay. Here, his own words.
After this operation... with a fair goal in mind. I haven't got a chance to see a lot of reporting. I don't understand what the confusion is. Let me explain it to you, and I'll do it once again as clearly as possible. Perhaps you'll report it that way. The United States is conducting an operation to eliminate the threat of Iran's short-range ballistic missiles and the threat posed by their Navy, particularly to naval assets. That is what it is focused on doing right now, and it's doing quite successfully. I'll leave it to the Pentagon and the Department of War to discuss the tactics behind that and the progress that's being made. That is the clear objective of this mission. The second question that's been asked is, why now? Well, there's two reasons why now. The first is it was abundantly clear that if Iran came under attack by anyone, the United States or Israel or anyone, they were going to respond and respond against the United States. The orders had been delegated down to the field commanders. It was automatic, and in fact, it bears to be true, because in fact, within an hour of the initial attack on the leadership compound, the missile forces in the south and in the north, for that matter, had already been activated to launch. In fact, those had already been pre-positioned. The third is the assessment that was made.
Here we go.
That if we stood and waited for that attack to come first before we hit them, we would suffer much higher casualties. And so the president made the very wise decision. We knew that there was going to be an Israeli action. We knew that that would precipitate an attack against American forces. And we knew that if we didn't preemptively go after them before they launched those attacks, we would suffer higher casualties and perhaps even higher those killed. And then we would all be here answering questions about why we knew that and didn't act.
There. Secretary of State, his own words. Our own government is saying, in essence, that Israel, we're following Israel's lead. They took out the nuclear option for Iran with all of the bombing, the original bombing that we did. But now we're concerned about short-range missiles. Iran is halfway around the world. My sources tell me it's somewhere in Asia, I think. How many short-range missiles coming from Asia do you think are going to land in the United States? I'm guessing that they would end up somewhere in, the Pacific Ocean or the Atlantic Ocean, whatever's, shorter distance to D.C. So let me get this straight. We have to bomb Iran because they're close to a nuclear weapon. And they've been closed for the last 20 years, by the way, they keep telling us. So we bomb them, destroy their capabilities of making nuclear warheads. Israel didn't do this, we did. Iran's target is Israel. Israel is more than capable of defending herself, and I encourage her to do so. I have no problem with that. It's a sovereign nation, and she needs to do whatever it is she needs to do to protect herself. I'm all in with that. But they're getting President Trump to do all this. And this President Trump and J.D. Vance, who now I don't think has a snowball chance in hell of being the Republican Party nominee in 2028 because of this Epstein thing and the Iran thing. That was the peace ticket. That was the ticket. Oh, no, we're not going to be involved in any kind of foreign wars and Middle East and crazy this, that, and the other. We're not George Bush. We're not John McCain. We're not John Bolton. And yeah, actually you are. Actually you are. So now short-range missiles are a threat to America. Good Lord.